Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to this morning's study session from the Mesa City Council for Thursday, February 17th, 2011. The first item on the agenda is to hear a presentation, discuss, and provide direction on revisions to the massage establishment ordinance.
There's got to be a clever pun we can throw in here.
Oh, there's a lot of them, but it's way too early.
Good morning, Council and Mayor, Council members.
I'm here today to give a presentation on the proposed code update for the massage establishments. This original code was completed on March 7th, 2010, and during the past 11 months, we've had some issues that we've found going through the legal system that the code really needs some updates to address so that we can have proper enforcement of the code as it was intended. One of the big areas that we needed to take a look at was how we defined or what we were doing with the temporary manager clause within the code that was enabling massage establishments, should they not have a manager listed with the licensing office, to appoint someone else. That was very wide open as far as the time frame that they could have a manager and what process they really had to go through to have a qualified manager on duty. So we went through and looked at that. We also clarified the wording for the first year licensing fees. We were requiring the licensing fees for the license to be paid up front, and we were finding that when people didn't make it through, we had to refund that, and it was just causing issues with them and with us having to go through the refund process. So we're just going to propose that we take and collect those licensing fees upon issuance for the actual license. We'll collect the application fee up front, but we'll actually not charge or collect the issuance fee until the license has actually been approved. We're looking at substituting the requirement for us taking pictures within the licensing office of everybody and then handing those out to the establishment owners to maintain, just to have them required to have photo ID required at the establishment. So they'll actually be required to have some government-issued photo ID rather than the licensing office taking a picture and then having them have to have a picture from us. We're looking at making all the licenses non-transferable. That's just consistency with all of our other licenses. None of our licenses are transferable. And we're looking at placing a hold on the licensing process should the applicant have any felony or misdemeanor charges not adjudicated yet. So we want to place a hold on processing the application until those charges are adjudicated. We're looking at making an administrative offense if the license does not have the correct name and address. Believe it or not, we had quite a few of those out there where people have not had the correct name or addresses on it. We just want to make it clear that that's an administrative offense and not a criminal offense.
Question on that?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Higgins.
Is it the wrong name because they got married or divorced or got adopted, or they're using someone else's license, which, I mean, that's...
Right. Mayor and Councilmember Higgins, a lot of times it's just because it's transferred ownership, so the name has changed, or they've got a different owner within the establishment and the license doesn't have the correct name on it anymore.
So it's for the establishment, not the individual therapist?
Correct.
Okay.
And there has been some issues with the therapists as well, too, as far as some of the names when they have Asian names and they've got them mixed up, or they're different than how they've licensed with us versus how they've licensed with the state. We don't issue the license for the massage therapist, the state does, but when the massage establishment licensee is required to list those with the licensing office, they've had different names that they've provided to us than what's on the license from the state. So this is trying to bring that within conformity so that we have the same name on our records as the state has on theirs and that they'll match the license.
Great, thanks.
We're looking at requiring the establishment to have all the therapist manager licenses properly posted so that when the police officers or someone that's conducting an inspection goes in, they can actually find all the licenses and they know who they should find within the establishment. And then having government IDs, again, handy for them so that they can verify that the person that is on the license and posted is the real person that's standing in front of them. So that, again, that they can verify that the person matches the license and that those things are in sync. And we want to make sure that the licensee who's exempt from having a manager's license can produce a form. We found it many times that the massage establishment will tell us will tell the police officers that this is our temporary manager and we've got it okayed through the licensing office, but they have no documentation to show for that. And we're finding more often than not that they don't or have not started the process with the licensing office. And bottom line is they don't have a manager license yet. So we're looking at issuing a form through the licensing office that would have to be present at the massage establishment so they could produce that upon request. We're looking at making a criminal offense if the establishment is open for business outside the approved hours. Again, the code calls for specific hours that they cannot operate, and if they're going to take and operate or change their hours, we want to make that a criminal offense if they choose to do so without notifying us and having approval to do so.
Who's the offender?
The offender there would be the establishment. The establishment,
I mean,
licensee,
the owner, or the manager.
Well, whoever possesses the would be the owner because they have
the owner.
Yes. Establishment changes if the establishment changes the services offered, the configuration of the premise, substitutes a manager or temporary manager, or they have a designated agent change. Those are pretty critical pieces of the code, and we want to make sure that those things are addressed. And if they do not let us know that, and they don't have the proper authorization for that, that would be a criminal offense.
Well, let me ask you something. You just went over some paperwork issues between temporary managers and things like that. They say they're a temporary manager, and they don't have the proper paperwork, or they have no paperwork.
Right.
Well, doesn't that then mean that they really don't have a temporary manager? And how do you balance between an administrative offense of not having the proper paperwork and the fact that if someone's sitting there saying, I don't have any paperwork, but yeah, I'm the temporary manager. Is that now a criminal offense because they really don't have a temporary manager? What's the difference between those two?
Mayor, bottom line is if they don't have the license, then they're out of compliance. What we have found through the courts, though, is that since the code specifically lists things that are unlawful and not unlawful, there's been some not consistent application of that. So some courts have ruled that offense A is criminal, and they've convicted, and others have said it's an administrative function. So what we've tried to do to address that is to make it very clear within the code what was going to be unlawful and therefore criminal.
So regardless of what it is, you just want to make it consistent so that when you show up, you at least have, you can say, here's what it is. It's clearly spelled out.
Yes, Mayor. And
okay,
so that we get some consistency. So if person A does the same offense as person B, they get the same treatment.
Okay, I got you.
And then the last thing is that they operate a massage establishment without a manager or temporary manager being on duty. So they've got to have a manager or temporary manager on duty. We've had some instances where the court has said they've got the manager and they just stepped out for lunch, or they've stepped out, or they were sick today, so we didn't have one, so they didn't have a manager at all for a time period. So again, if somebody steps out for lunch, that's a call between the police officers. But our biggest concern is that they've got one there that's there for the bulk of the day. They need to have one on site is what the code says. So we found that they've been skirting around the manager requirement, not having anybody responsible in the establishment. So in the police
How many
officers,
times a day do some managers take lunch? Basically, when the police officers show up?
We have found that that's very common, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not surprising. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you. I appreciate the recommendations that are bringing forward, and I assume that from the city staff's perspective, this is going to enhance and strengthen and clarify the regulations intended to apply to this area. And am I correct in understanding that a number of the issues that you raised are ones that have been raised in the hearings that we've had since the ordinance was enacted, and this is intended to bring some clarity to both the regulated side as well as to city staff as well as to the adjudicator in the hearing process?
Yes, Mayor and Councilmember Kavanaugh, that is correct. We're trying to get consistency so everybody's being treated the same way and everybody understands exactly what is expected of them. So, yes, this would bring that all into conformity.
Thank you. I think these are very good proposals.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I think it's great when we do something this significant and you come back to massage the ordinance a little bit.
There it is.
You saw that one coming, didn't you? Do I have a manager on site?
Where's your license?
No comment.
Where's your manager?
See.
I get it.
You get it?
This just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
No, I... In some seriousness. No, you know, I think this is the way that we've handled this particular issue. I'd like to commend the staff on, because this is an issue where I think it sort of provides a new direction of how we can create situations where we don't just rush in there and regulate just to regulate, but we try to identify specific issues that are creating specific problems.
Right.
And businesses that are operating in a legitimate manner probably have no problem with these things, and those that don't wish to or are lazy or are negligent, however you want to put it, that don't, fall under these regulations. And I appreciate the care that's been taken by staff to really look for ways to have regulations that don't burden but have impact, have effect, and truly handle those types of situations that are detrimental to the community. So I really do commend the staff for the way they've approached this issue, and hopefully we can use it as a model for other things that go forward. So thank you.
That's good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So Mayor, we'll bring these changes back.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, the next item is appointments to boards and committees. I have a motion to approve from Vice Mayor Summers, second Councilman Kavanaugh. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and have a motion from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Okay. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Gee, pretty inactive.
I think we're just tired.
Okay. Ms. Clark, or Mr. Brady, I guess.
Thank you, Mayor. Just remind the council, our next study session will be Thursday the 24th, and our next council meeting will be on Monday, February 28th. Thank you.
Boy, this is sort of like no activity time, isn't it? All righty. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Entertain a motion in an executive session.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are now moving into executive session. Thank you very much.